Recipes. The following recipes were submitted by members of the NFB of Texas. Cherry Dump Cake by Barbara Schadenagel. Barbara Schadenagel is a longtime member of the Houston chapter. Ingredients. 1 20-ounce can crushed pineapple, undrained. 1 21-ounce can cherry pie filling. 1 package plain yellow cake mix. 12 tablespoons, 1 1/2 sticks, butter, melted. 1/2 cup frozen unsweetened grated coconut, thawed. 1 cup pecans, chopped. Vanilla ice cream for serving. Method. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Spoon pineapple evenly over the bottom of ungreased 13x9-inch baking pan. Cover pineapple with cherry pie filling. Pour dry cake mix evenly over fruit mixture so that it reaches all sides of the pan. Drizzle melted butter over the surface of the entire pan. Sprinkle coconut and pecans evenly over the top of the cake. Place pan on center rack of preheated oven. Bake cake until it is deep brown and a toothpick inserted into center of cake topping comes out clean, 55 to 60 minutes. Remove pan from oven and place it on a wire rack to cool 10 minutes. Spoon warm cake into bowls, top with a scoop of vanilla ice cream, and serve. Tailgate Cake by Barbara Schadenagel. Ingredients. 1 Duncan Hines or Betty Crocker German chocolate cake mix. 1/2 cup oil. 1 cup water. 1 can German chocolate frosting. 4 eggs. Method. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Place all ingredients in an electric mixer bowl and mix for 2 minutes on medium speed. Pour into a greased 9x13-inch pan or tube pan. Bake for 25 to 35 minutes in the 9x13 pan, 55 minutes in the tube pan, or until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean. Vegetable Biryani by Heather Albright. Heather Albright is a member of the Austin chapter. Ingredients. 1 cup basmati rice. 1 1/4 tablespoons vegetable oil. 1/2 teaspoon cumin seeds. 1/2 teaspoon whole cloves. 1 onion, chopped. 3 cups water. 1 1/2 teaspoons salt, or to taste. 2 tablespoons garam masala. Chili powder to taste. 1 cup frozen mixed vegetables. 1 tablespoon butter. Method. Rinse and soak rice for 30 minutes. Drain. Heat oil in a large saucepan over medium heat. Sauté cumin seeds and cloves for less than 1 minute. Sauté the onion, stirring constantly until brown. Stir in rice and fry for about 1 minute, stirring constantly. Stir in the water, salt, garam masala, chili powder, and vegetables. Bring to a boil, then reduce heat. Cover and simmer for 20 minutes or until all water is absorbed. Fluff with a fork and stir in butter before serving. Blue Ribbon Dip by Steve Tompkins. Steve Tompkins is a member of the Austin chapter. He also serves as our state newsline coordinator. He says, "This dip is a change of pace. It's not so much for chips. It makes a good dipping sauce for raw vegetables. I also like it with either torn bits of a baguette or thin slices of baguette." Ingredients. 8 ounces blue cheese, crumbled. 2 cloves garlic, crushed. 1/2 cup olive oil. 2 tablespoons red wine vinegar. 1 tablespoon lemon juice. 1/2 cup chopped red onion. 1/2 cup cilantro, minced, or substitute parsley. 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. Method. Combine all ingredients in a shallow casserole or serving dish. Refrigerate for at least 1 hour or up to 2 days before serving. How to Cook a Rattlesnake by Mike Vandervoot. Mike Vandervoot is a member of our new Abilene chapter. In honor of our nearby rattlesnake roundup in Sweetwater, we respectfully submit the following. The meat will taste much like other dishes, depending on the way it is fixed, seasoned, and cooked. Prepare like fish with cornmeal and it will remind you of fish. Prepared like chicken with a flour dip, it will taste strikingly like chicken. It can be smoked, broiled, boned for gumbo, made into pâté, or prepared any other way the cook prefers. The simplest is sometimes the best. Many people prefer this old fried chicken recipe. Ingredients. 1 rattlesnake. Baking soda, flour, salt, and pepper to taste, vegetable oil. Method. Skin, gut, clean, and cut snake into serving sizes desired, maybe 3 inches long. Dip all in baking soda saturated water. Remove excess soda water mixture. Roll pieces and coat in flour, salt, and pepper. Season with anything else as desired. Fill a skillet with vegetable oil to about 1 inch. Heat from medium to medium high. Carefully place pieces in the skillet, being careful to allow space between pieces. Fry until tender throughout, or floating if in deep oil. Don't worry about venom. It is contained in the jaw of the snake and was removed with the head. So please do not cook the snake with the head or rattle on. If the snake has been bitten by another snake, all venom will be removed in the cooking process, maybe. But then again, it's always better to check this out first. Just ask the snake. Egg Casserole by Mary Kindrick. Mary Kindrick is the president of our new Abilene chapter. Ingredients: 12 to 16 slices of bread, crust removed and sliced in half. 8 eggs. You can use egg substitute or egg beater's eggs. 2 cups milk. 1 teaspoon salt. 1/2 pound cheddar cheese, grated. 1 pound Jimmy Dean pork sausage, cooked and drained. Or 2 cups ham, cubed. 1/2 cup melted butter. Method: remove crusts from bread and cut each slice in half. Line bottom of 9x13-inch Pyrex baking dish with 1 layer of bread. Pour drained sausage, or ham, evenly over bread. Cover with grated cheese, then cover with another layer of bread triangles. Beat eggs, salt, milk, and butter. Pour liquid very slowly and evenly over entire casserole. Refrigerate overnight. Bake uncovered next morning at 375 degrees for 40 to 50 minutes or until golden brown. I serve with a fruit salad, fruit juice, and maybe even some miniature muffins. Sometimes I'll even fry bacon to serve on the side. Enjoy! Note, I add onions in the pork sausage when I cook it, but you don't have to. Pecan Pie by Mary Kindrick. Ingredients: 1 9-inch pie shell, filling for 9-inch pie, 3 eggs, 2/3 cup sugar, 1/3 teaspoon salt, 1/3 cup butter, melted, 1 cup dark corn syrup, Cairo is best for this recipe, 1 cup pecan halves. Method: preheat oven to 375 degrees. Mix all filling ingredients except pecan halves. Stir in pecan halves. Pour filling into unbaked pie shell. Bake until filling is set and pastry is nicely browned, 40 to 50 minutes. Helpful hint: I place the pie on a foil-covered cookie sheet before baking. This prevents oven spills, meaning less cleanup later. Grandpa's Divinity by Jane Lansaw. Jane Lansaw is a member of the Austin chapter. She is also an O&M instructor at the Chris Cole Rehab Center. Ingredients: 3 cups sugar, 1/2 cup white corn syrup, Cairo, 1/2 cup hot water, 2 egg whites beaten until stiff peaks form, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. Method: combine sugar, corn syrup, and hot water and bring to a boil in saucepan. Cook syrup, stirring frequently to a soft ball stage, 238 degrees on a candy thermometer, or until you can drop a bit into ice water and form a soft ball when you roll it in your fingers. Meanwhile, beat egg whites. I like to add food color to egg whites while mixer is going. Pour half of hot syrup gradually into egg whites while you continue to beat the whites. A standing mixer is the easiest, but I've done it with a hand mixer. Pour slowly, but change quickly from pouring to beating if you are using a hand mixer. Try to secure the bowl so that you can mix and pour simultaneously. Continue cooking the remainder of the syrup until it reaches the hard ball stage, 250 degrees, or until a little dropped into a cup of ice water can be rolled into a firm ball. Gradually add the rest of syrup to egg whites while beating. Then add vanilla and continue beating while the candy cools. If you like, add chopped nuts, candied berries, etc. while you beat the cooling candy. If you can make a peak stand up when you touch the confection, it is cool enough. Don't let it get so cool that it hardens in the bowl, or you and your family will be digging it out of the bowl to eat it. When confection is just cool enough, spoon onto waxed paper in uniform dollops. Mix about 4 dozen pieces. Store in a tightly covered container in the refrigerator.